We had, oh, the whole place was several hundred acres, but our part of it wasn't so much. I don't remember just how much. But we grew our cane and corn and potatoes, peanuts.
Mm-hmm. What do you mean, your part of it? Did your whole family own it?
Mr. had a big, several hundred acres of land, and each one of his boys got a certain amount of that land.
But your husband, mm-hmm. I see you're talking about when you were a child. Yeah. Say someone had a load of wood on his wagon. He didn't have a full load. You'd say he had a...
Well, I don't know. It'd be... The terms for wood is in cords and ricks. Three ricks makes a cord, I believe. Mm-hmm. And I don't remember how high the rick is.
Did you ever hear the expression of jag of wood?
No.
And if you went out and got as much wood as you could carry in both your arms,
that would be an armload.
Okay. And if a man had a load of wood on his wagon and he was driving along, you'd say he was doing what?
Hauling wood, I suppose.
And say there was a log across the road, you'd say, we tied a chain to it and we, what did I
do? Drug it off, or drug it off the highway or off the road, okay. Or pulled it around or something.
You'd say, we have already put that log out of the road.
Put it out of the road.
Or, using that other word, we've already...
Drug it out or pulled it out.
Okay. And you'd say you have to tie a chain around it if you want to...
Pull it out.
Or...
Drag it out.
And if you wanted to carry the washout to hang it on the line, you'd carry down in a closed
hamper.
Okay. Any other name for that?
No, I got some hampers here. I don't call them hampers. Just half bushel measures is what they are. Plastic. Uh-huh. I carry mine out to the line.
And say if you wanted to chop a log, you could have sort of an egg-shaped frame like this.
Yeah, that's a... Let's see. It's a frame, I guess you'd call it. When we were kids, we saw wood for night, get out late in the evening and saw enough wood to last us through the night. That's what we had then, just some forked things like that and laid the log up in there and cut it up in the lengths we wanted.
Did y'all have a fireplace in every room?
No, just one.
So everyone slept in the fireplace room?
No, we slept. We had rooms.
Pretty.
We didn't sleep in the fireplace room.
You just have to get enough blankets and stuff to
We
bring.
Had quilts, blankets. Sometimes we'd have so much cover on the bed, though, you couldn't hardly turn over. But we stayed warm.
Do you ever hear people taking the wool and stuff and making their own blankets
for
people around?
No. Well, I did too. Our neighbor, Grandma, she was raised in Georgia. Mm-hmm. And she did that kind of work. She made blankets and bedspreads. She'd make some of the prettiest bedspreads.
How would you do it?
I don't remember how she did it.